So I want to say welcome to the house of the Lord this morning, and I want you to know that it's a good thing, say it's a good thing, to be in the house of the Lord, okay? And if you agree, I want you to give the Lord a shout of praise this morning, and I want it to be loud because we're pretty light this morning, all right? So every time I say amen, I want to hear amen, all right? So can you give the Lord a shout of praise this morning because we're in the house of the Lord, amen? Amen. All right. The title of the message today is On Purpose for a Purpose, all right? On Purpose for a Purpose. So I'm going to have you stand up right away again because I can do that, all right? And we're going to do our Bible declaration. So if you would take your Bible in your hand and hold it up towards heaven and repeat this with me. Are you ready?
Yes.
You are ready. Are you ready? All right, amen, amen. Now you gotta say this loud. I want the devil to hear it this morning, amen?
Amen?
Amen, okay. Lift up your Bible. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I'll boldly confess my mind is alert, my heart is receptive. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. I believe it, and I receive it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You can be seated this morning. Well, you did pretty good for not being a lot of people here. I had a pretty good sound coming back at me. So let's keep that up, because I just preach better when you talk to me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, there you go. All right. Anyway, I want to share with you this morning what's really quite an amazing truth. But first, I'd like to ask you a question. All right. Have you ever been tempted to think that your life is pointless and inconsequential? Have you ever been tempted to think that your life is pointless and inconsequential? And the truth is this morning, and the truth that I want to share with you this morning is this. And I'm going to ask you another question, all right? Did you know that God has known you and he's known about you since before you were born? Amen? Since before you were even thought about by your parents, he has known you, he's known about you, and he's had a plan for you since eternity past. I wonder, you know, have you ever really thought about that? I know we read it, okay? We read it in the Bible, but he knew you. He knew you before you were born. I mean, we know everything by the fact that it starts before you even started. Amen? He knew who you were. That's pretty amazing, okay? In Jeremiah 1, verse 5, in the Amplified Bible, God makes a statement. He says this to us. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. That's awesome. Amen? That's awesome. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. And again, in Psalm 139, verses 13 through 18, out of the NIV, the Bible says the following. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. Now think about that as we're reading that. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Gary Timmer, could you come up and pray for the message this morning, please?
Sorry, I got confused. Father, I thank you for your word today, God. I thank you that there is so much life that comes from your word. God, so much life comes from hearing it, Lord, from internalizing it, Lord, and living it out. And Father, I thank you today, God, for that in us. Father, I thank you that it will be full of energy, God, that it'll be full of restoration, Lord, full of excitement, Lord. Let us just leave this place as different people. God, we thank you for Pastor West, God. Thank you that he searches you, searches your heart, God, and searches your word. Lord, and I thank you that he'll deliver that word today with power and excitement. Lord, let us just catch it today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, thank you. Over the years that I've been in ministry, I've heard people say some pretty strange things, okay? And in counseling, all right? And I've heard them say some pretty sad things as well. But I think that one of the saddest things that I ever heard anybody say is like this, okay? You don't understand, Pastor West. No one expected me. My parents didn't plan me. I was an accident from the start. And so I really don't have a purpose in this life, nor was I given a purpose. Others might have a reason for their life or a goal for their life, but me, you know, not so much. Not so much. I mean, when my parents found out that they were unexpectedly pregnant with me, there was no joy. There was only regret. The only expectation that my mom and dad had was an expectation of fear about telling their parents that I was on the way. I mean, just imagine what that would be like, all right? Just imagine. You know, how would that make you think or feel? Like you have no real purpose, like you have no real significance in this life. And that nobody really wanted you from the very beginning. And you know what? Nobody wants you now. I mean, can you imagine? That you're just happenstance, you're not planned, you don't have a purpose. I mean, when you think about it, that must be the loneliest and probably the most hopeless feeling that anybody can experience. And though I know it's true that some people use this for an excuse for not accepting or taking any responsibility in their life for anything, and they just blame others for everything, but it's a fact that there are other people who sincerely believe that they have no destiny, that they have no direction in life. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like, does my life even count for anything? Have I ever done anything of any lasting value in my life? You know, have I? Anyway. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 4, Paul addresses this issue of feeling lonely and insignificant. So please turn there with me, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 1, and we will read verses 1 through 6 to get the whole picture in its biblical context. Because how many of you know, getting the biblical context is important, because if you get the wrong context, you'll get the wrong conclusion. Amen? I said amen? Yeah. All right, and none of us really want that. Are we there yet?
Yes.
Okay. Kyle's there, that means everybody's got to be there. That wasn't nice, was it? I didn't mean it like that, okay? I mean, if Kyle's there, you got to be there, you know? No. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Before what?
Foundation
of the world. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. I'm going to read verse 4 to you again. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Apparently, Paul wanted the church at Ephesus, and he wanted us to know too, that they had been given a planned purpose for their life, a focused future, if you will, a divinely decided destiny. And the same is true for you and I this morning. And we have to realize that, that we have that same purpose, that same future, that same destiny. Sometimes we can get up in the morning and we can just have a bad day and we can think, what is it all worth? Well, you know what? You have a destiny. You have a future. You have a purpose. And according to God's word, you were in no way a surprise or an accident, no matter what your parents may have told you. The Bible teaches that long, long ago, before we ever were conceived in our mother's womb, God already knew us. He already knew who we were, and he was already calling us to be his child. And not just another child, okay? Not just another kid. God created you with a unique purpose to fulfill in this world. I know that's hard for some of us to believe, but it is true. And it's time that we realize that we are not a mistake. It's time that we realize that we're put on this earth for a reason. Nobody in this world can fulfill the place that you are supposed to take. Are you with me? Amen? Amen. Psalm 139, 15 and 16 says, David declares that God's eyes were focused and fixed on you and I. He declares that. Focused and fixed on us. Not only when we were in the earliest stages of being formed in our mother's womb, but even before we were conceived, okay? Listen to this. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. That's amazing. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. God had it written down. Don't think that you don't have purpose. God has given you a purpose. Amen? And according to David, when he wrote this psalm, he had kind of a revelation that God knew him before he was actually physically, before he really came into being. Verse 16 goes on to tell us that when we were nothing more than an unformed body, and in the earliest stages of being formed in our mother's womb, his eyes actually saw us. In fact, the verse says that. He even knew us before all the days ordained for me were written in your book, before one of them came to be. God has a plan, and only you can fit that plan, okay? And that plan has been made for you. Think about it. And you thought, and maybe not all the time, but you thought some mornings when you got up, do I really have a purpose? Do I really have a reason to be here? You know, what is my purpose? What can it be? I hear people tell me all the time when they come and talk to me, okay? I don't have a purpose. I don't know what God is calling me to. I want you to know something. If there's one thing that God will tell you if you ask him is what your purpose is, okay? He will tell you. He will let you know. Maybe you can't hear God's voice for some reason. God will make sure that someone else hears it and talks to you. A trusted source. Amen? Amen. You know what people can't do? People cannot call you into ministry if you're not called into ministry. Come on. People can't tell you that you're going to do something if it's not in your heart to do anyway. Okay, so when someone comes up to you and gives you a word or something that they feel is from God, they are never going to birth something in your heart. That's just not going to happen. They're only going to confirm something in your heart. Amen? And when God does that, that is so good. I remember when I was called into ministry, I asked God to confirm it at a certain place. This was such a mature thing to do. At a certain place, at a certain time, by a certain person. And then when he did it, I said, God, was that you? But he does that. He'll do that for you. He'll make sure that you know what your purpose is. Now, I can't speak for you, but that sounds to me like there was a plan and that there was a purpose for you and I, a preconceived reason for our preconceived existence. And that means there is not a single human being on this earth who was an accident or a surprise. Okay? Well, Pastor Wes, what about people that were raped and they got pregnant? There isn't a single human being, do you hear me? There isn't a single human being on this earth who was an accident or a surprise. Say this after me, will you? Okay, I'm no accident. Say it like you believe it. I'm no accident. I'm no surprise. And Paul continues in Ephesians 6, verse 4, just as he chose us, say chose. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. The word chosen is the Greek word eklego. And it's a compound word of the two words ek and lego. Pretty good, huh? The word ek simply means out, okay? What's ek mean? Very good, Maria. What's ek mean? Very good, three of you. What does ek mean? All right, you're right. And the word lego means a block that you step on in the middle of the night. No. I just blew this whole thing, okay? Okay, the word ek simply means out, and the word lego means I say, okay? When you put the two words together, it literally means out, I say, okay? But it can also mean to call out, or to select, or to elect, or to, and I like this definition probably the most, to personally choose, okay? You know, God personally chose you, amen? He personally chose you this morning. What this tells us is just simply that he chose you to carry out his calling in this life on purpose for a purpose. And that's what you have to remember when you're feeling insignificant, when you're feeling like you're not doing anything like you should, or you know, you just don't see any aim or goal in your life, that God personally chose you to carry out his calling in this life on purpose for a purpose. Amen? That was a good place to say amen. I told you beforehand, right? Amen? That's it, amen. In classical Greek writing, this word eklego referred to a person or a group of people who were chosen for a precise purpose. For example, the word eklego was used for the selection of men for military service, all right? It also was used to denote particular soldiers who were chosen out of an entire army to go on a special mission or to perform special tasks. It's kind of like a Navy SEAL or an Army Ranger or any other special ops type of team. In every single case where the word eklego is used, it's used to portray a situation, it's used to portray the election or selection of individuals for service, all right? And it conveys the idea of being a great privilege to be chosen, a great honor to be chosen. So what this means is this, okay? And it means this, and sometimes I take great pleasure in realizing this. I am not standing in this pulpit by happenstance. Amen? And you aren't sitting in the pew today by happenstance. And you didn't come to this church today by happenstance. Things are ordered by God, all right? And we have been chosen to be at certain places at certain times so that we can hear certain messages from certain people. Amen? Yes. Amen. Amen. And truly, and just hear this, okay? You aren't getting up in the morning without purpose. And you are either in your divinely designed destiny or you're working your way towards your divinely designed destiny. Man, I'm glad I'm almost done here. Okay. Sometimes, and I don't know if it's just the way we get up, or I don't know if it's what's happened the day before or what, but sometimes we don't feel like we have significance at all. I know I'm speaking from experience. I sometimes think, you know, have I done anything? Have I done anything that matters? One person said to me, you know, when you leave Central Family Worship Center, that's going to be the end of it. And I said, do you think that's what I want? That's not what I want. That's not my desire, you know, to be that important. No, I want to know that what I started or what the group of people started this church is going to go on, amen, and going to grow and going to touch many people. That would be what I would want. So when I hear something like that, it doesn't help things. It kind of hurts things. Are you with me? Okay. But he has selected you to have significance, not to be paused on the idea that you have no purpose. Because when you think that you don't have any purpose, you just stop. All right? You just stop. There's nothing more to do. You can't move forward. Say this after me, okay? I am a chosen vessel of God. I'm going to tell you one more time, just to say it like you really mean it, all right? Because that's what I normally do, okay? I am a chosen vessel of God. I have divine destiny. Okay. Along with the definition of the word eklego that we've already looked at, there's also contained in the meaning an awareness of a real responsibility, okay? A responsibility to walk and to act and to live in a way that's honorable to the calling and to the caller. Amen? And because of this, we who are chosen, amen, saying you're chosen of God, doesn't, you're not bragging, it's just truth, amen? We're chosen of God. So we who are chosen have this responsibility to walk and act in a way that honors Him. Amen? Amen? Amen. That means when you feel bad, you still walk in a way that honors Him. That means when you don't get what you want, hello, you still walk in a way that honors Him. That no matter what happens in your life, you're still going to walk in a way that honors Him. Amen? Amen. Are you with me? We as Christians should look at ourselves as being chosen and honored and esteemed and respected. Amen? Because we are special representatives, if you will, of the one who selected and elected us. So the saying is, you know, with real purpose comes real responsibility, bears true. Amen? You know, we've been given a real purpose in our life, so that purpose brings a responsibility to act in a certain way. You know, there's, and that can be done many ways, by not joining in with people when they're not really doing the right thing. Amen? Just to be accepted. But to fulfill your destiny, and I don't know about you, but I want to fulfill my destiny, you know. To fulfill your destiny, you need discipline. So when Paul says he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, he is saying this, that God looked out into the horizon of human history, and you know what he saw? He saw you. Yeah, amen? He saw you. And when God saw you, his voice shouted from the heavens the word, out I say. He's calling you out. He called us out. The Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will be a father to you. Amen? Come on. There's a separation. And at that moment, at the moment when he said, out I say, your destiny was divinely delegated to you. It started at that point. Amen? It started before you were born. It started before you were formed. It started before you did anything. It was already written down before you did anything. You were set apart by God from a lost and dying world, and he deposited into you your destiny, your purpose, what it is that you should be doing for his kingdom. And he called you, probably the best thing of all, he called you to be his own. See, in the same way that the word eklego in classical Greek times depicted the military selection of chosen young men to leave their homes and come serve their country in the military. Now, I didn't realize I had written this, but I'll say it again, okay? All right. You have to remember what it says in 2 Corinthians 6, 17 and 18. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Amen? And I will receive you. I will be a father to you. And you shall be what? You shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Now, say now. Yeah. As children of the King, we bear this awesome responsibility, if you will, with a divinely given ability of walking worthy of the high calling that we have received. That's a full-time job, amen? That in itself is a full-time job. And Paul says, this all was set into place when? Before the foundation of the world. The word foundation is the Greek word katabole. Again, it's a compound word of the word, you ready? Kata and bole, okay? The word kata means down, and the word bole, which means to hurl or to throw. These two words, when they're put together, mean to forcibly hurl something down and it refers to the act of creation. Okay, now watch this now. Before God ever spoke the earth into existence, before God's voice ever called you out for the first layer, before God ever called out for the first layers of the earth's crust to be put in place, he had already spoken your name. Oh, come on. Now, if that don't make you feel like somebody, nothing will. Amen? He's already spoken your name. If we take all these Greek definitions and we put them into Ephesians 1:4, the verse could be translated as follows. When God saw you, he selected you, and he said, out I say. And in that moment, he separated you from the rest of the world and enlisted you in his service. And think of this. Think of this. He did all of this before he ever hurled the first layer of the earth's crust into existence. Nothing was here yet. He's already planning your life out. Say this like you mean it, okay? I'm no mistake. I have purpose. I have a destiny. And that's good. That's good. And I'm going to close there. I've got a little bit more. But sometimes the enemy comes at us, or sometimes other people come at us. And they say things like, you know, you're no good. You got no purpose. Amen? I've had people tell me before, and a long, long time ago, and I've said this before, you'll never make a pastor. You will never be a pastor. People that I respected, people that were already in the ministry. And boy, if you didn't think that made me want to be a pastor, it made me fight for it. But people sometimes will say things to discourage you. I've got a declaration for you this morning. The first thing that you need to do is this. You need to make this declaration. I'm going to ask you to stand with me now, and I'm going to say this declaration, and you're going to say it after I say it, not while I say it. Okay? You're going to say it after I say it. Are you ready? Are you guys ready? I declare God knew me before the earth was created. I declare I have a purpose because God has a plan. I declare God is going to use me to fulfill his plan. I declare, I have been selected, and I have been elected to fulfill my part of that plan. I declare, I want you to just scream this, I am no accident. I am no mistake. I am a child of the living God. Give him praise this morning. Tell him thank you. Thank you that that's who you are. Amen? Amen. Amen. Amen.